Welcome, everyone, to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney. I teach in Fort Myers, Florida, kindergarten through fifth grade PE, and I teach large groups, usually over 100. So I want to talk today about special guests in physical education classes. So let me give you a cool beat and we'll transition into it. All right, so my goal as a physical educator is to create as many opportunities for students as I can, especially experiences they might never have or might not have now. And I want to get them exposed to just many, many different things, and not just different sports, but just different opportunities. And so, you know, my goal is to bring in as many different guests and experts in other fields, other sports as possible, so they can hear from them and they can hear the work that was put in. They could hear, you know, just how well they had to do at school just to keep grades up and so they can stay on those teams. And so, you know, I try to bring in different guests from all different, I guess, areas, fields of expertise. And I think that's a really important thing because, again, we want to just, I don't know, these kids, they might never have been to a baseball game before, and you bring in baseball players and they think, oh man, this is cool, let's go, mom and dad, grandma, grandpa, you know, aunt, uncle, whoever they're living with, you know, let's go try out a game, let's try something different. And maybe they'll fall in love with something that you didn't think they would, or they never thought they would, or their family never thought they would. And, or maybe just they get to see how other students, you know, play different games, or other, you know, adults play these games, and what it could lead to. Or just, you know, some kids think, you know, that maybe we can, you know, I can get a college scholarship with these, you know, playing, you know, baseball or football or cheerleading or whatever they're doing. And I just think it's a great thing to do, you know, to bring in special guests. And so let me talk about some of the guests we brought in the past. And this is not an every year thing. I guess I'll tell you if it's every year or not. But these are some of the things, you know, and they're not all sport related, just some of the guests we brought in the past. So the first one is water safety. Now, you can teach water safety, that's fine, or you could bring in guests to teach water safety. And every year I've been here, we brought in guests, and usually they are retired adults. Usually it's a retired couple, and in our case it's for the from the Army of Engineers. And they got in contact with me and just said, hey, we want to, you know, they want to help kids, you know, learn about water safety and anything they could do to save lives. And so we brought them in every year, usually kindergarten through fifth. Last year and this year, I kind of made it a kindergarten through third thing, just because the fourth and fifth graders have heard it like five times, six times. And so we still cover it, but in a different way. So that's the first thing is water safety. We brought in bike safety experts. Actually, we just finished up with our bike trailer this week. We usually get it for a week or two. This time it was the 2 days before Thanksgiving and then a full week of bikes and scooters and balance bikes and things like that that we ride around our bus ramp, our track, and also on the basketball court. We have some like obstacle course setup type thing. And but in the past, we've brought in, you know, people have come in to teach bike safety. And as a matter of fact, even this year, we had our resource officer, Sarah. She brought in, she called, you know, her office and had two police officers come in that teach bike safety. And one actually, you know, rides a bike. That's what he does. He rides a bike, you know, patrolling. So they came in and helped out our students, which I thought was awesome. It's just something, you know, they get to see our officers, and, you know, in action, and also teaching them from, you know, just instead of me standing up there teaching, you know, it's cool seeing, you know, the first responders come out and do that kind of thing. All right, the third one is, we've only done this once or twice, but I want to sign up again. We had a food or health truck come in, and a lady taught the students how to make healthy snacks and make healthy choices, and they just started that back up again. I think we lost the grant in the county, and so it's just starting up again. But you know, that's somebody else to bring in from the community. It's just somebody that could teach students to make healthy choices and make something simple. All right, the next one is, well, we do jump rope for heart. I know a lot of you out there do jump rope for heart with the American Heart Association. And so there's a jump rope team in our county. A school actually in our district does that. They have a jump rope team, and they're really good boys and girls that just are just really good at jumping rope. And so in the past, I think 2 years, we've brought them in right before our Jump Rope for Heart kickoff, and they will do lots of tricks, and they'll talk, and it's just getting our students motivated to get jumping and get moving. And it's just, you know, maybe even go to the next level with jump roping. So that's pretty cool. I really like that. All right, the next one is, I have not done this, but I've heard other teachers do this, is having teachers Skype or do something else to, like bring them into your classroom, like get another teacher, another expert to Skype your class and teach how to, teach them how to play a game, or just talk to them about, you know, whatever the topic is. And so that's another idea, is to just have somebody, you know, virtually teach your class. Okay, the next few are going to be sport related. So we've had in the past, and we still continue to keep these relationships with these places. We've had local colleges come in. We've had the local, there's two local main local colleges. One has come in and brought their basketball team, and their cheerleaders have come in, and you know, they've kind of done a little presentation, and then they shoot around with the kids and do some stations, things like that. Another one has brought in their softball or baseball team, and it's cool because the athletes talk to the kids, our students, about what it takes to be a college athlete. And it's really interesting watching the kids just really take a hold of the messages that they deliver. And so those are colleges we've brought in, again, their teams. We also have two local, more than two. We have three that we've had come in, local teams. One is the Florida Everblades, which is a hockey team. It's a farm team for, I believe, the Carolina Hurricanes now. And so they're, you know, we have them come in. They bring a few of the players in. They talk to the kids. We run stations. And then even this year, we're going to run a spirit night with them after they come in. Where tickets are like $15, and, you know, our school gets five of every 15, you know, we get $5 towards PE. So you can do a fundraiser as well. Okay, the next one is a local baseball team, which is the Fort Myers Miracle, and they are the farm team to the Minnesota Twins. And so we've had them come in the past couple years, actually. And again, they bring in players. We did a spirit night there, which I actually threw out the first pitch, which I was not great. It was okay, but it was a little bit outside, just about outside. And even the mascot came in. His name is Sway. He looks like a big old tree. And during that time, we were talking about the bike trailer, he got on a bike and was riding around with the kids. So it was pretty neat seeing the mascot of a local team riding a bike on our bus ramp with the kids. that was definitely something to see. The next one is the Stingrays. That's a local football team, a local team like that, a different division, not the NFL, obviously, but a lower division. They come out, and actually my para of 5 years, she's currently subbing for us, but she's not my para anymore. She's personal friends with the coach, and so they come out every year for the fifth graders and, you know, talk about goals and, you know, just, you know, motivating the students, and especially those, you know, the fifth graders are going on to middle school, and, you know, just what it takes. And we also have, like last year, we had a soccer coach come out and he talked about his team. And honestly, that was probably the worst presentation we've had, I guess, just because he basically did a lot of talking and a lot of movement for the kids. So we switched in the middle of the day and did some stations. We let him talk and then kind of did our own thing. But, you know, you kind of live and learn on those. And then finally, every year, most of you know, because I did a martial arts podcast, is that every year we have a martial arts school come out and teach our students for 9 weeks, 2 days a week. The last 3 years, it's been second grade, just based on the schedule. And our first year, it was third grade. And they have uniforms, and at the end, they get a white belt, and they break boards. And it's just a great thing to have them come in, and it's free. All these people I've talked about are free. Okay, no one's ever said, okay, we'll come in, and it's $5,000. Okay, so those are some of the people, some of the places, some of the things we brought in, and something you can do too. So now it's time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, so your tip of the day is not only to try this and to reach out to any local, you know, people you can to come in, but also vary the grades. So we try not to make it all a fifth grade thing. You know, like I said, second grade, they know they have martial arts. Fifth grade knows they have that local football team come in every year. You know, so I try to switch up, you know, the hockey and baseball, get different grade levels involved so all kids get something during this year, some guest speaker or, you know, guest people come in. By the way, along with this tip of the day, I forgot to mention, what we try to do on those days, because this question might come up, you know, what if the students have art, music, or STEM, or whatever the, you know, whatever you have at your school, we get together as a specials team, and everybody knows that, like, all of fifth grade is going to come out to, you know, see the football team that day. And then the specials teachers make plans, and they come out. And I support them as well. There's a flute player they're supposed to come in for music, and look, twice she canceled, but you know, we were gonna all push in there, and all our coaches were gonna help out in music. So you know, build that relationship as well with your, you know, your specials teachers, so that they understand that, hey, we're doing this for the kids and we're bringing in special guests, and can you please bring everybody out that day? And I guess it's a few cowbell tips of the day. You know, we've tried different people too that just never responded, or it just didn't happen. So, you know, don't think that every, just like the grant writing, we didn't get every grant. We didn't even get the grant we tried this year. You know, not everybody responds. Not everybody's going to say, yes, they can do it this year. And some people don't put that high on their priority list, is to, you know, come see a local, you know, elementary school. But keep trying. You know, look for opportunities. There's college, you know, there's local, all these local sports. Create those spirit nights where it's a win-win. And look, it's good PR for them. They take pictures and they put on social media that, you know, the local baseball team came out to, you know, the third grade today at this school. And, you know, it's good for them too. And they make money from the spirit night. So, you know, it's a win-win. It's not just like us taking, and them giving. You know, we try to make this a good relationship. So please try it. Go out and do it. That is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody, so that is it for today. Like I said, go out, give it a try, bring in some special guests, create these opportunities for students, and, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You never know. Some kid might say, you know, in 5 years, oh, you know, that team that came out, they really motivated me to try this, you know, this sport or whatever it is. So give it a try. Again, you never know, and just don't worry if some people don't respond. It just, that's how life is, but give it a try. It's worth it. It's worth it for your students. It's worth it to create these opportunities that they might never have. So keep pushing the profession forward. You guys are awesome. Take care, and I will leave you with a beat.